Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, Happy New Year. This is our first segment for 2025. We will get back to our normal schedule where we release every Sunday a segment focusing on key events in South Africa's agriculture, the Southern Africa region, and globally. But today I thought I should jump in and reflect a very brief message, which is somewhat a New Year's message, but starting with a brief reflection on what happened or what were some of the key themes one can highlight in 2024. And I think if you were to ask me how I think about South Africa's agricultural performance in 2024, I would say while the GDP figures or gross value added figures of the South African agriculture, when we receive the fourth quarter data in the coming month, will likely show a contraction. But I would describe the year as really a year of a mixed fortunes. Mixed fortunes in terms of, if you were to look at the farming economy in South Africa, we tend to segment it into about three subsectors. Field crops, which is mainly your grains, oilseeds, and sugarcane. And then livestock and poultry. And the last one, horticulture and floriculture. In the field crops, this is where we were hit by the midsummer drought that I talked about a lot last year. This is a drought that started in the beginning of February, running all the way to the end of March. If you were to look at South Africa's summer grains and the oilseeds output in 2024, you'll notice that it was down by 23% year-on-year basis. And of course, South Africa was in a far fortunate position, because if you were to look at some of our neighboring countries, take Zimbabwe, their crop was down 60%, Zambia was down by 50%. But the point is, the field crop side, we really saw major losses there. What made things difficult is also the fact that at the start of the season, this is now the 2023-24 season, we knew that we were entering an El Nino period, which usually brings below normal rainfall in South Africa. But it seemed to us that it was going to be a late El Nino, and we got good rains at the start of the season, and this prompted farmers to go in all out and plant, and we had an excellent area that we planted. So by the time we were hit then by that heat wave in around about February, which we thought would perhaps maybe be around April, we had really planted a good area as a country, and that then led to financial losses for the farmers. So that's the one part that I would say it's a negative. The second part of it is probably also within the livestock industry, because the livestock industry started 2024 coming from a very tough period in 2023. 2023, we were hit by animal diseases almost across all of our major value chain. I mean, if you think about the pig industry, we struggled with the African swine fever. You think about poultry industry, we struggled with the avian influenza in cattle, foot and mouth disease. So as we start 2024, we're already making inroads in controlling the spread of avian influenza, poultry industry somewhat recovering, but also there was a recovery in the pig industry. But in the livestock cattle side, this is where I would say, yes, there are provinces that made enormous progress. But if you think about the provinces of Eastern Cape and KZN, these are some of the provinces that I would say, even as we end the year, they were still struggling in certain regions with the foot and mouth disease. So that part of the industry and is the one that I would say also was challenged last year. The additional challenge for them is also the higher feed costs, because that lower grain output meant that we saw higher maize prices. So you are facing a year where you are still recovering from animal diseases, but you also challenged by higher feed costs. So that was a difficult for them. But I would say the positive was really in the fruit and the vegetable industry. In the fruit industry, in a sense that with the load shedding having eased across South Africa, we were able to produce and produce fairly well. And you all may remember that all of South Africa's fruit and vegetables are under irrigation. So when you have no load shedding, you really get to have favorable production conditions. And that supported much of our activity. as the country in that space. The other thing, though, that perhaps maybe some people may have noticed is the fact that the exports of certain fruits, say, for example, the citrus industry, were less last year compared to the previous year. But that was not an issue of an output, but it was a fact that farmers saw higher orange juice prices and they moved some of the crop to the juicing space. So that is why those exports in the citrus were somewhat less than what we anticipated. But overall, a really better year. Even in terms of vegetable output, a better year. And of course, the difficulty was the fact that we could still not access the Botswana and the Namibian market. But the Botswana side, now it's open, and South Africa, it will gradually be able to access the Botswanan market. It's opened in two phases. Some of the fruit vegetables are already open, and the second layer of that will be in May this year. So that is also a positive. So if you're sketching and you're looking at the year in terms of that, I would say it is a mixed year. And in terms of the exports, I mean, the exports were robust. Just think about the first three quarters of 2024. South Africa's agricultural exports were around $10.6 billion. That's a cumulative exports for that period, up 4% from the previous period. And if you look at the trade surplus, we're seeing an expansion on the trade surplus for that period. Even if you're looking now, exports minus imports, we were sitting fairly well. And my sense is that when we have the full year data in the coming months, probably around the end of February 4, 2024, we will likely see South Africa's agricultural exports surpassing the figure that we had in 2023, which on itself was a record figure, $13.2 billion. So I think we will be more than that. So if you look at it in that perspective, then I would say a better year. What was driving then the exports? I'll say the exports were driven by a number of factors. I mean, we had some commodities whose prices were fairly high, and then that supported that. But we also had good volume in some of the fruit, and that was a support. But surprisingly also, as the animal disease control becomes under control in certain areas, and we managed to see South Africa's beef exports gaining momentum in a number of markets in the Middle East, some in the continent. So these are some of the things that I would say gave us a headway. And of course, if you think about grains, the volumes are low, but we still are net exporter of maize. We saw exports going out last year. So there's a combination of those factors that I would say supported our export activity. But of course, we talk about agriculture. There's also an aspect of jobs. The jobs, I would say, they will end the year robust. We still have over 900,000 people working in the agricultural sector. So with all of the difficulties, we didn't really see major job losses in the sector. So the numbers coming out of Stats SA, they still painted a positive picture. So that's a rough, broad view of how the sector performed last year. But if we are now thinking about 2025 to say, what are some of the themes that will likely come out? I'll say the first thing to highlight is that my thinking is that the sector will be on a recovery mode. And yes, part of the supporting factors is the improvement in the weather conditions. We are now in a La Nina cycle. But unfortunately, this year's La Nina cycle is not like some that we've seen in the recent past, 2022, 2020, 21, where really we were getting the rain on time. The rain has been delayed in some of the other areas, but also scant. I mean, if you were driving during the holidays around Delmas and Mpumalanga, you will see that there are patches there that didn't receive some favorable rains on time. But if you were down in the Eastern Cape like I was, I mean, you're checking in areas down in the Wild Coast and many other areas, we were receiving excessive rains on that site, which supported agriculture. But also just centrally in central South Africa, which are the major grain and oilseeds producing areas, there are parts of the Free State that had received good rains, and some parts, it's still really debatable. But I think with all of that put together, overall, I still think that we will have a much better grain harvest this year compared to last year. But there are doubts then on the delivery to say, when will this crop be delivered? So there's a lot of unknown. I know I'm making a bold claim here by saying a better crop, but I'm judging based on what the farmers anticipated to plant. Secondly, on how much rains we have received so far. And this is not to take away from regions that I think they were challenged and remain challenged. But I think overall, this may be a better year. But of course, then in some of the areas in Mpumalanga and parts of the Free State, which didn't really get rain on time and the grazing is still an issue, then there you may see that affecting even a livestock industry in terms of buying the breeding stock and all of that. Those were some of the things that we will look forward to watch closely this year. But I think in terms of the performance of the sector, when you think about the gross value added, we'll likely see a recovery this year, positive performance. And I think the other thing that is worth noting is that we ended the year with food inflation at the lowest level since 2010. I think it was just around about 1.6, 1.8 food price inflation. And that's the rate at which food prices are increasing. My sense is that as we enter 2025, food price inflation will remain contained. In the first quarter, though, there may be some products that go up a little bit, particularly in a grain-related component of the basket because of the higher white maize prices. But overall, really at a contained levels for some time, if the recovery in agricultural production does materialize, as I expect. But I think overall, more than that, there will be a lot of big policy themes that we will discuss, either related to land, opening up export markets, addressing long-term animal disease issues, infrastructural constraints, the pace at which we can implement the agriculture and agro-processing master plan, the pace at which we can establish the land reform agency and making sure that the black farmers get title deeds and they start with their activity, the pace of blended finance. Those are all of some of the things that I think will continue to dominate the discussion. And of course, there is a G20 situation and agriculture does have a viewpoint there. And that's some of the discussions that people will get to see as the year continues. But overall, I thought I should just jump in this week and put out a brief message that is reflecting on what we saw last year, as well as how we are looking in 2025, just the broad picture. And I would say I'm looking at 2025 with really a sense of optimism. But in the coming weeks, we will go back to our schedule and we'll dissect all of the things as we always do. But thank you so very much for listening to this segment. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. You can follow me on all socials at Wandile Sihlobo and follow our podcast at Mkokeli Podcast, as well as our publisher, The Financial Mail.